With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is ending its massive immigration crackdown in Minnesota after weeks of angry mass protests, thousands of arrests, and two fatal shootings. Border Czar Tom Homan says there's been a reduction of ICE officers having to call for help from a quick response force, or QRF.
The QRF deployments have dropped dramatically because we have less of that occurring, less of the agitator that crossed that line. That is a good thing. That is a win for everybody, not just for the safety of law enforcement officers. It's a win for this community.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says Border Czar Homan assured him immigration officers will leave immediately.
So as soon as they can pack their stuff, book a plane, move on, I would volunteer. We will help you get to the airport. We will clear the roads to get you to the airport.
The Environmental Protection Agency has revoked a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. This decision rescinds a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide and other gases endanger public health. President Trump says the move will save Americans a lot of money when buying vehicles.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts easier, a car that works better for a lot less money.
Environmental groups are certain to challenge the action in court. The EPA also proposes delaying a Biden-era rule on vehicle emissions, which could impact the push for electric vehicles. A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 669 points, the NASDAQ dropping 469. This is SRN News. A theologian takes on the governor of Kentucky.
Democrat Andy Beshear says he vetoed a bill that would have kept boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms in the schools because he is a Christian and bases his decisions on Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself. He says this belief also leads to his support for abortion. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says you either have orthodox biblical Christianity or you have this theological liberalism and whatever it produces next. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. and Hungarian governments are teaming up to combat persecution of Christians. The State Department says the new partnership will focus on supporting Christians and people of faith facing persecution, particularly in the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa. Religious freedom groups such as International Christian Concern say it's promising and has the potential to have a meaningful impact in these regions. This is SRN News. The Trump Kennedy Center is warning staff that a planned two-year renovation shutdown will lead to job cuts, short-term and otherwise.
Center President Richard Grenell tells staff that most departments could shrink temporarily or permanently. He says department heads will evaluate needs over the next few months. The Performing Arts Mecca is slated to close in early July. The Trump administration has shared few details about what the renovation will entail, although President Trump has suggested it will be a large-scale project. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A new study says genetic testing can speed the return of the American chestnut tree that once dominated eastern U.S. forests. The tree was functionally extinct by the 1950s because of a fungal blight and root rot. Researchers want the disease resistance of the Chinese chestnut. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.